This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway and PRI's other shows while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway. MF Global falls victim to the European debt crisis, the first American victim. But hours before the powerful brokerage firm can sell part of their business, regulators find an empty space where hundreds of millions of dollars were supposed to be. It's off to bankruptcy court now, but there's still that little matter of the missing millions. It's Tuesday, November 1st, and this is The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, John.
Search me. I don't have the money. Good morning, Celeste.
Sloppy bookkeeping or maybe something more nefarious. The case of the missing $700 million. As of yet, no suspects, but there is one heck of a motive. And in the meantime, a major brokerage firm goes under and makes world markets even more jittery about Europe's debt crisis. We're going to talk about that in just a minute.
But give us a call with whatever has you talking. 877-8-MY-TAKE. Let's begin with the top stories we're following. European markets taking a dive this morning after last night's announcement by the Greek prime minister that he was calling for a nationwide vote on a European bailout plan. It gives the people of Greece some say on an economic package agreed to last week by European leaders after months of negotiations. The move also threatens to bring down the current government in Greece. Opposition parties demanded early elections this morning. There's also concern that the vote on the bailout would likely take place in January, which would create months of uncertainty for the markets. The head of the Athens Chamber of Commerce, Konstantin Michalos, called the decision irresponsible.
Statement came out completely out of the blue and had not been communicated to any of the political leaders in the EU, which in my mind points to gross political irresponsibility or even flippancy.
If Greek voters reject the unpopular bailout plan, it could result in a hard default, which would force banks to take losses of about 75% on their Greek bonds. Joining us now is Rachel Donadio, Rome bureau chief for our partner, The New York Times. Good morning, Rachel.
Hi, John.
So How maddening is this idea for European markets, and how politically necessary is it for Greece?
That's an excellent question. Well, let's put it this way. When have European markets not been jittery lately? I think what people have to bear in mind is that there's an attitude in Brussels of, you ungrateful Greeks, you got us into this mess to begin with, and now you don't even like all this help we're giving you. But the attitude in Greece is very much one of, excuse me, why are you bleeding us to death with tax hikes and wage cuts if we're just going to default anyway? Really, this was kind of the last card that Papandreou could play. He's run out of political capital. He's run out of popular consensus. And so in Greece, what's so fascinating is this is where economics collide with politics in the most dramatic way. This was completely a surprise. It happened after 7 or 8 o'clock last night, local time. News always seems to happen at night in Greece. And I guess the question is, what will, you know, in the short term, this causes the opposition in Greece to focus its mind. Okay, opposition, you've been opposed to this bailout plan. You haven't voted for any of the measures. All right, well, if we have to put it to a vote, do you want to stay in the euro or not? Maybe you're going to vote to stay in the euro. At the same time, it seems to buy Papandreou a little bit of time with his European partners, with the banks. They've hammered out this deal in Brussels last week, but the terms are still uncertain. The banks, who are supposed to take a 50% write-down on some debt, haven't signed on the dotted line yet. So I guess in a way this could mean, okay, banks, if you don't take this deal now, then we're going to have to put everything to a referendum.
Best deal
and it
you're
might
gonna
fail
get.
Anyway.
Right, and the entire story could come back to your home, Rachel Donadio, Rome bureau chief for The New York Times. Thanks so much.
Also, here in the United States, the U.S. has cut off tens of millions of dollars in funding for UNESCO. That's United Nations Cultural and Scientific Body. It's because UNESCO voted to admit Palestinians as a full member. Nearly 2,000 federal prisoners also eligible for release today because of changes in the way sentences for crack cocaine are calculated. Asian and European markets are down. Futures are down. The Dow starts at 11,955. The S&P opens at 1,253. And the Nasdaq at 2,684. Coming up, if you're a parent, how do you handle the big sex talk with your kids? And how do you handle when your kids become sexually active? We're going to have a story about choices and decisions later on this hour. But first, we'll begin with the discussion of MF Global, the downfall of a major a brokerage firm, and what happened to that $700 million. We'll go a little further into the Greece referendum in a moment as well.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.